You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We returned to the governor's State of the State speech last night. As you recall, we began today's show talking with Republican Senator Jim Stamos, who heads the Senate Appropriations Committee. We got his take on the governor's speech. Now we turn to Senator Curtis Hertel Jr., vice chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee, Democrat from East Lansing. Senator, what did you think of Governor Whitmer's speech? What jumped out at you?
Well, I thought the governor did an amazing job laying out the problem that lies before us. We've had 8 years of disinvestment from education. We've seen the disinvestment of roads for longer than that, and infrastructure in general. And if we're going to succeed as a state, we have to invest in our future, and our future is in infrastructure and our kids. And I think the governor laid out what those problems are well, and I look forward to working with her once we get to the budget process on trying to solve those important problems.
And since you on the Appropriations Committee are the ones who shell out the money, we're glad to get your thoughts on particularly what the governor said last night about schools. She called out previous legislatures and administrations for, in her words, pretending that little increases can fix an education crisis, playing a shell game with the state budget. How do you think this governor can and should work with the legislature to change that approach?
So, you know, you look a decade ago and what we were spending per pupil, we were one of the best schools in the country. Michigan schools were, and now we rank 40th in most categories. And a large part of that is the lack of funding that's gone into education. And I like the governor said, money doesn't solve every problem. But that being said, when you look at the fact that the state paid for a study, and that study said that we're spending less than $1,000 per kid in Michigan than what we should be spending in order to actually meet the cost of a quality education. And the state took that study and put it in a drawer somewhere and still didn't actually increase the funding for education. That should show you that we have not been serious. And every year we say, okay, well, we spent a little more, and so we've reached a record number spent. Well, I'm not sure if it matters what the record is. What matters is what the inflationary cost of everything to run a school is and what it actually costs to educate a kid and whether we're actually meeting those costs moving forward. Of course, you spend more money than last year. Inflation means that. I mean, that's just reality. But the idea that we paid for a study, the study showed what we should spend, we still don't spend that amount, and we've been stealing money from the K-12 budget year after year by funding other priorities and basically treating the state budget like a shell game is wrong. And the governor's right about all those things.
And where do you think we find more money for Michigan schools, especially new revenue? Do you see any avenue toward that?
Listen, I will tell you this. I think the average citizen is tired of paying more in Michigan and getting less. The average citizen in Michigan saw their gas taxes raised. They saw elimination a pension tax. They saw elimination of a lot of the credits that they got. They saw registration fees go up. Michigan citizens have been asked to pay more and have met that challenge over and over again. The problem is that the last governor cut $1.6 billion in corporate taxes, and you look at the actual in Michigan last year in the general fund budget that is $10 billion, corporations paid $60 to $70 million. In six of the last 12 months, we paid more out to corporations than the average citizen got. I'm sorry, we paid more than they actually took in. So my thing is if we're going to ask citizens to step up to the plate, and they have, they're paying more every day. It's not like corporations don't benefit from good roads. They benefit from a qualified workforce. They benefit from having great schools and a quality of life that attracts talent and employees. We need to make sure that that they're paying their fair share as well. You know, one of my biggest problems with the last governor was that plenty of fee increases on individuals, plenty of tax increases on individuals, plenty of asking individuals to pay more all the time, but wasn't willing to do that to the business community.
So do I hear you saying raising taxes on businesses is?
I think they have to pay their fair share. I think that if we're going to ask the people to do it and they have so, we should ask them to as well. Now, I know that's a difficult conversation on the other side of the aisle, but I think that business can be convinced that they benefit from all these things, and Michigan's future is tied to this generation that we have coming up. They're the slowest generation to buy a car, the slowest generation to start a family, the slowest generation to buy a home, and it's hurting our economy. And if we don't invest in them, if we don't invest in Michigan's future now, we will all pay much bigger costs in the future.
And I want to get us to roads as well. Certainly our crumbling roads and infrastructure got a lot of attention in the speech last night. And when we talk about more money, we remember Michigan voters said no loudly, 80-20 to that ballot proposal in 2015 when they were asked for money for roads. Proposal one, the most one-sided loss ever for proposed amendment. So where do you think the money could come from?
Well, first of all, that was a complicated proposal that was put to the people, and it wasn't just about roads, and that was part of the problem. As I think people were confused and angry that it wasn't just a road solution. But again, you know, we were working in the Senate on a bipartisan solution to the road funding problem. We were reacting to get to the money that was actually needed by MDOT instead of what they did, which is basically make sure that by 2021 we have enough money, which, unless we're going to build a time machine with the 2021 money to send back to 2016, it's not going to actually solve the problem. We were working on all that in a bipartisan solution that would have made, for example, heavy trucks pay their fair share of their road damage. You know, the idea that, you know, a Honda Civic driving down the road or a Ford Fusion driving down the road does less damage than a heavy truck, that just seems to make good common sense to everybody, so they should pay their fair share as well. Unfortunately, that plan was not included in the final version. What the final version was just a tax on people. And again, people cannot pay all the costs of fixing Michigan.
So I hear you say, better come up with a better proposal.
It's not just a better proposal, but one that makes sure that people aren't the only ones paying. I mean, yeah. if heavy trucks do more damage to the road than everywhere else, then we need to solve that. We also need to solve the problem of the way funding structure happens to local roads. I mean, the reality is right now it's done by lane mile. And if you're looking around the state, if you're some of the places that are less populated in the state and have less heavy trucks, their roads are much better than our roads here in my community, and certainly better than those in Metro Detroit. I had a colleague, a Republican colleague in the Senate, Tory Rock, who stood up and said that our current funding structure is stealing from our populated areas of the state to give to other areas, even though the need is greater someplace else. We need to restructure the entire thing. And I think citizens want to know that if they're going to put the money in, that the problem is going to be fixed. I think I voted no on the last gas tax increase because I think if you're going to raise taxes, you should solve the problem. And we knew it wouldn't be solved the problem. The ultimate insult to a citizen is to ask them to pay more and not to even solve the problem that you're telling him you're going to fix.
Very briefly, Senator, what are you looking for from Governor Whitmer's budget speech next month?
I'm looking at obviously we laid out a large amount of problems in the state of the state, and I'm looking forward to the proposed solutions. And that's really the way these things work. For, you know, I think a lot of people were saying, well, you know, the state of the state didn't have a lot of solutions. And what I can tell you is that I used to say the same thing about Governor Snyder's speeches, and that's what everybody says after the state of the state. In an hour-long thing, if you think you can delve into complex policy problems and provide every solution in an hour, you're crazy. The state of the state's job is to set a direction for where we need to go in Michigan. She did that last night. She proposed what the problems are. And in the budget, I expect to see detailed plans on how we're going to solve them. And I'm, for one, I'm willing to work with her to get it done. And that's, I hope my friends on the other side of the aisle are willing to do that as well. At the end of the day, these should not be partisan issues.
Senator Curtis Hertel, Jr., thank you so much for speaking with us on Stateside.
Thank you very much.